Hi, we have a, here I am at Bethesda Medical Clinic in Uganda, and it's across from Makerere University. And we have a real treat here because this is the head nurse here at the clinic, and her name is Grace. And we have an opportunity here to talk to a Ugandan nurse. I know how, as a nurse in America, I was always curious about what nursing was like in other countries. So here we have do a short interview here and get a little feel for nursing in Uganda. So, Grace, can you share about your education, your preparation, and your certification to be a nurse?
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin. My name is Kajaina Grace. I'm a nurse at Bethesda Clinic. I was trained as an internal nurse, that is, general nurse, and I was trained for 3 years in training school, and I've been working for 6 years, but from the training school, I've been working in a government hospital for 3 years. Then after that, I joined to the church clinic. This is basically the clinic where I work from morning to evening. Then I'm working somewhere also, night duties from 6:30 to 8 in the morning. Yes.
The night duties that you serve, is it another for-profit clinic that you work at, or what is the night duties?
Night duties, it's like inpatient. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have inpatient at night admissions. Mm-hmm. Yes, like mothers come there to give birth. Yeah, inpatient, yeah.
And this is like for-profit, non-government clinic.
Yes, it's a private. It's under the Church of Adventist Church. Yeah.
It's a very good health system. Yeah. What about your duties here? What is involved in here? I mean, can you share about a typical day at the Bethesda Clinic?
Yes, my duties here is to take observation the patients, then take the patient to the doctor, that is internal doctor and pediatrician. Then from there, I give the medicine, I prepare the medicine and explain to the patients how they take the medicine. Yes.
And then how many patients do you get each day? Like how many patients come through the clinic every day?
You can get like in between 30 and 20 patients.
Okay.
Yeah, every day.
Okay. And are you the only nurse here?
At first we were two, but someone left for schooling. She went back for further studies. Mm-hmm. So at the moment I'm alone, but we are planning to bring another nurse, to employ another nurse. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many things to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now you mentioned when you were in school you were trained at the government hospital. Is that Malago Hospital?
And no, it is in Fort Portal, that is Western Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I born from, and that's where I was trained from. Then after training, I came here in the city.
So some of the hardships, you worked 3 years in a government hospital.
Yeah.
What are some of the hardships of working in a government hospital? I mean, I was at Malago Hospital, I went on a tour. It was like very overcrowded, yes. And very hard working conditions.
Yes. In a government hospital, there are so many people because we have somehow poor, those ones who don't have money to come to the private clinics, all of them go to Malago Hospital, government hospital. And there are so many, of course, when I was working there, I experienced it was tiresome because you could not get a time to rest.
Yes.
Because there are many patients. Yeah.
How many patients would you be responsible for to take care of in one day?
So many, like 200 or 150.
And how many nurses would be caring for 200 or 150 patients?
We are like 38 nurses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So six or seven patients.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about working conditions? I mean, do you have all the equipment you need? I mean, gloves, masks, is it a clean environment?
Yeah, the government tried by all means to put everything that we needed in the hospital. At least we had everything that we needed, yeah.
Do you ever feel sometimes American nurses think that if they work in such an environment is very dangerous as far as contracting some disease or like TB or something? Do you feel in danger about possible getting some disease?
No, we protect ourselves, and on top of that we pray God to help us, and we work and we don't get in.
Well, praise the Lord. What about pay? I mean, nurses in America, I mean, they get good returns for their wage. Either, you know, they get paid well. Some people may argue that with me, but basically it's good return. But I mean, how about here? I mean, you spend three years studying, you work really hard every day. Do you make enough to, say, support your family or save a little bit?
Of course, it's not enough. The payments are not all that good as we're expecting, but we try by all means. That's why I was like, I cannot concentrate on one place, I have to get another place so that I can get some good money, because it's not enough if you are working in one place. Yeah, it's not enough, of course. Because we understand the Americas, those developed countries, they get good money and they're paying very well. But of course, here the payments are not all that well, as you know the country.
Patient care. You know, basically American hospitals are very patient-centered. You know, the patient has to be very happy even if they don't pay. I mean, is it easy to keep, like, for example, a person's really sick and they're possibly incontinent, except, you know, get, you know, the dirty situation. Is it easy to maintain patient care? I mean, are nurses overwhelmed at times? You know, when I went to Malago Hospital, it seemed like there's just no way that they could possibly keep everyone, you know, satisfied or something. It seemed like overburdened. Do you find that at all? I mean, in your experience?
Yes, to me it is easy. I try by all means, because before I joined the training nursing, it was my calling from God. I could feel it from my childhood. I could feel I want to work with God. I want to be a nurse. So in that, I work with God by helping the poor, the needy, and the sick people. Mm-hmm. So although we are getting little money, but I try by all means to give maximum care to the patient, yeah, because I know that God really appreciates what I'm doing. Though we are getting little money, but I try almost to open and give enough care to the patient.
See, you mentioned the motivation is faith in God, wanting to serve God and serve the needy. You know, that's a great motivation. Is that most nurses in Uganda have this motivation?
Not really. Others are just doing it because their parents forced them to do that profession, and they don't have it from the bottom of their heart. You know, treating the patient, you must have that kindness in your heart. Otherwise, you can treat anyhow, and you don't give care to the patient if you don't feel it, because you have to feel kind, you have to feel sympathy to the patient, and yeah, then if you don't be paid, but if you touch to the patient, yeah.
Are nurses highly respected among the Ugandan people? I mean, America, people in the nursing profession are very respected.
Some are respected, but not really. Not all that, like in America and other countries. Yeah.
And do you have any? You mentioned that you have siblings to me before. You have your parents. Mm-hmm. Do any of your siblings want to be nurses?
The first one, she wants to be a doctor, and she's doing very well. She's in a line of science subjects, and she's doing very well. And she says she wants to be a doctor. And even me, I can see myself, whatever she's doing, the kindness, everything she has, yes, really, we are praying hard so that God can help her and guide her to in that lane of the medical. Yes.
Have you got any words, just words of greeting to American nurses? You know, they're very curious.
Oh, yes, I send my greetings to nurses of America, and we love you so much. Let us work with God in every situation and kind of thing. It's good to pay us and to reward us. I greet you all in Jesus' name.
I have one more question. And one of the motivating factors for nurses in America is like freedom. Freedom to choose your shifts, freedom to move to city to city, freedom to, you know, as much freedom as possible to choose your lifestyle. Do you have that freedom? Do you have that freedom in your nursing? I mean, is there mobility? Is there freedom to choose lifestyle, etc.?
Yes, we have, but the government has put some limits. For example, like when you want to go outside the country, like working or further studies, they question you so many questions so that to fail you not to go out of the country. Mm. But otherwise, we have freedom of doing everything, like worshiping, like... Yes, we have freedom, but not that freedom of like going outside the country, but here in the country.
Can you choose your shifts? How many shifts per week you work? How many hours you work? That kind of thing?
Yes. Here during that time, I'm working from 9 up to 6. Mm-hmm. Yes. Then next duties, in a month, I'm working 15 days in a month. That is 12 hours. Yeah, 15 days.
So it's a very tight schedule.
Yeah, it's very tight, really. Sometimes I don't get time to rest.
Do you have options? Like, we have options to work 8-hour shifts or 12-hour shifts in the hospital. Or you don't have, is there much options there? Did they just tell you this is what you're going to work and you accept it? I mean, is that true? It's hard to, yeah, sorry. Well, when you get a job, do you have options as far as choosing your how many days you work, which days you work?
No. It is the, yeah, they said you have to work from morning to evening, from Monday to Friday, or from the whole week, from Monday to Sunday, like that. So it's up to you. If you want, you work. If you don't want, you don't go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, for example, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. We pray on Saturday. When I joined this clinic, I explained to the doctor, to the director, I said, will I be able to go for churches like Saturday morning? And he said, no, you have not to go. You have to come here and work. Yeah. So because I wanted to work and I want man and what, so I decided to work. Then after work here, the good thing on Saturday, we work from morning from 9 up to 1. Mm. Then from 1, I go for church services and Bible studies, like that.
So, yeah, God opened the way for you, so that's good.
Yes. I believe and trust in God that He can meet the desires of my heart and He can do everything possible because He's able. Mm. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I praise Him so much.
Thank you very much, Grace. Very great words of encouragement. Thank you very much. We'll pray for you.
Thank you so much. Greetings to the family.
Oh, yeah.